Hey, I'll tell you what, they're still going at one another behind the net. A shot at the horn, and that's blocked. And here's Moore, back and forth, Ducks and Sabres. And the officials have to separate the two teams. And so far, they're doing a heck of a job. But Dylan Cousins has been an instigator in this little sequence on the last 30, 40 seconds of the period. Silverberg has a hold of somebody there. And it would behoove both teams to just take. Cool off, go to your dressing room. The game is in the history books. The Ducks have won it 4-2. And guess what? Take care of things you need to in the physicality department next time they play.
Yeah, Dylan. Hey, take this loss. This has been all Anaheim Ducks. Just mind your own business. Go to your dressing room. Let the Anaheim Ducks enjoy this win. Because you know what, Steve? I certainly am.
Yeah, they've been far and few between of late. But this one, a solid team effort. That word, team. A lot of folks contributing. And all in all, pretty good evening here.
Team. I like that. Team win. Hey, we certainly did our part up here in the booth, Steve. It's been fun calling this one with you. Hey, and calls are better when the Ducks win.
Yes, they are. Funny how that works, huh? All right. Well, we will be going down to the locker room for a visit with one of the Anaheim Stars. And then Emerson and I will just visit for a short time, take a break, and then Emerson will spend some time with Alexis Downey. And you think those two will have something to talk about tonight? We gave them enough? I think so.
I certainly think so. I look forward to it. Hey, and it's a Ducks win on Angel Night, right? So, hey, big things that come potentially for your Anaheim Angels. We'll see.
Yeah, all in all, pretty good evening. And you'll hear a roar from the crowd when they announce some stars. And we know that Anaheim might have a couple in this sequence, too, based on the 4-2 victory. We'll await the first one, and, of course, we'll just await word on who our guest will be up here in the booth. And are they ready to go now? Not yet. Okay, told we're going to be going downstairs and have someone to visit with, and I like that person that they're thinking about.
Yeah, it is the man out on the ice who had such an impact on this hockey game, Olin Zellweger. Wow, with an assist on that Sam Carrick goal, the second goal of the hockey game and second scored by your Anaheim Ducks, also assisted by Troy Terry. What a performance. What an NHL debut. I mean, big night, Olin Zellweger. He was a big piece of this Anaheim Ducks win. And look, I mean, he was a big factor in their win here tonight.
All right. It will be Olin Zellweger, our guest, as soon as we get everything connected downstairs. Locker room, Jakob Silverberg, one of the game stars with a couple of goals. Good for him. He's been a real soldier this year. And then we'll run through everything on our post-game show. And we just hope you enjoyed it here. Better than that, hope you were here to see this one. It had a bit of everything. The final, again, was 4-2 for the Anaheim Ducks. So we'll just await word and have our guest coming up shortly here. And then we'll recap everything that's happened, Emerson and myself. And then just a short time after that, Alexis Downey will join the fun on the post-game show. Always a lot more fun when you win a game and lots more to talk about when you do that.
Oh, for sure. And look, late push by the Buffalo Sabres. And, wow, it didn't come easy, these 2 points here for the Anaheim Ducks. They were the better hockey team for a significant portion of this hockey game. But we keep mentioning it, the National Hockey League, this record for the Buffalo Sabres wasn't pretty heading into this game. Certainly better than the Anaheim Ducks. But look, they didn't make it easy. They're late, and Anaheim was just able to fight them off and have the better finish.
All right, we've just been informed that Zellweger will be just about a minute or so before we get him on the air. Say he doesn't want to miss the speech. And, of course, that's from the coaching staff. A guy like Greg Cronin will have a lot of good things to say, I'm sure, about this particular effort tonight. And that's a key word, effort.
We're sending out the call for all SoCal fans. Tune in to all Ducks home games, because when the Anaheim Ducks win, you get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app the following day. Simply download and register on the McDonald's app today at participating McDonald's.
And as we start our post-game show, our friends at Jack Daniels, big supporter of the Ducks. We love having them as a part of our broadcast and Duck Stream. Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey, so make it count. And again, we're just waiting a conversation with Olin Zellweger. All in all, pretty neat night tonight. Lots of entertainment, and I think everyone got their money's worth that came to Honda Center, and there was a big, big crowd for this one. On the road the next two, and then back home again.
Yeah, it. Look, I continue to say it. It was not easy here tonight. Olin Zellweger, if you think if the Ducks didn't have him here tonight, I think it would have been a different hockey game.
Yep.
And it would have made it that much more difficult. We saw how difficult it became there at the end. But he was just one more guy that the Anaheim Ducks can rely on there on the back end to make some of those quick exits, those first passes up to middle support, the quick passes up to winger support. So the quick plays in particular out of the D zone, he even had a great poke check. And once again, the big question mark, if any, was the defensive play, right? He's an undersized player. Yes, he's fast. He's shifty. He can get it done when he has the puck. But I think just as equally as what he brought on the offensive end, I thought he was spectacular on the defensive end. Zero deficiencies detected from Olin Zellweger on that front. And he just got it done offensively. He had an assist, first National Hockey League point. Congrats to you, Olin.
And you can't say enough about John Gibson tonight, too. I know they got two goals. It was late, but what an effort by him and a deserved two-point victory for this Anaheim Duck Hockey Club. So, again, just waiting. It shouldn't be that long. Olin Zellweger will join us from down in the locker room up here in the broadcast booth. And, again, I'll have one question for Emerson Needham. And I'll take a break, and then post-game festivities live from Honda Center with Emerson and Alexis. And then we'll see each other on the airplane charter to Dallas, Texas, the Dallas Stars, Minnesota Wild on this road trip. And we hope you keep listening to us here on the Duck Stream. Try to do as good a job as we can with the entire broadcast for you, pregame, postgame. And the Ducks certainly made the broadcast exciting tonight with a solid effort. And, boy, if we can see a few more of these, bids well for the future. And I think we will.
Yeah, and I thought a lot of Ducks players were going. There were very few, if any. I don't think there was one Ducks player that really took a shift off in this hockey game. It was tough down till the final seconds. And look, defense was there. They end up getting the empty netter, and that sealed the deal. But I tell you, Buffalo brought it late. And going back to the young man we are about to speak to momentarily, Olin Zellweger certainly did his part, and I look forward to seeing him here these next few games because he brought a ton here tonight.
Yep, he's only going to get better too, I assure you that. Ducks with their 16th win of the season, and when they're 7th at home, so hopefully they can improve on that when we come back from this particular road trip, which again starts in Dallas Thursday and ends up in St. Paul, Minnesota on Saturday as we get closer to the NHL All-Star break as well. But a couple of home games after this road trip, and maybe some good efforts that we saw tonight keep getting better and better and result in some victories for this Anaheim Ducks club. And good to do it on an Angels night here at Honda Center.
Yeah, it makes it that much sweeter. Look, a Ducks win. It's a weeknight, right? This is a weeknight. It's not a Sunday game, weekend game. No, this is a hard-fought weekday win, and, man, it feels so good to just call quality hockey. I just thought that the Ducks played fun hockey. They played fast hockey, quick playmaking. Leo Carlson, he continues to just make things happen out there. And you look down the score sheet to the fact that Leo Carlson doesn't come out of this game with a point. That's been a couple now over the last stretch where you find yourself, because he plays well each and every game, Steve, right? Like there's not one bad game of Leo. all year. He has not done something each and every shift all year long. And there was a game just not too long ago where he comes out of that game pointless after creating play after play after play. And boy, I got to tell you, he is going to be successful here. I can feel it over the course of these next couple games. And I thought Olin Zellweger, he provided a sense of, you know, plays, playmaking at a high rate on that back end, right? It wasn't any wide range and stretches that Olin went without making a play. He was dialed in each and every shift. He looked so confident out there, and he's just he's going to continue to grow each and every game.
I agree 100%. And if you're joining us now, we're just still waiting. One of the Ducks players, it looks like Olin Zellweger will join us downstairs, but some celebration, I'm sure, before they get to us.
Well, once again, you said it. The wins have been few and far between, right? So I'm sure this is an emotional win. This is just a great team effort. You can go down the list. Ratko played a part, as he always does. Cam played great. He was winning a lot of battles, in particular that big hit he laid early on in the hockey game, so he was certainly getting it done in multiple facets of the ice. And look, it's good to see contributions from lines 1 through 4, D pairings 1 through 3, goaltenders, as always, really setting the tone early on that it's going to be tough for you to score against us, and certainly John Gibson provided that tonight.
And a big kudos out to Jakob Silfverberg, too. We talked about him during the broadcast, but veteran comes through with 2 big goals, and there's your veteran leadership on the ice, and that was a huge part of this success this evening.
Well, we looked at those line changes, right? The change in personnel as far as just, you know, you got that first line staying the same, but you got Isaac Lundstrom, Mason McTavish in the middle, Jakob Silfverberg, as we just mentioned. I thought that was a very effective line. They were scoring, and just they were providing energy when they weren't scoring. It's just good to see. Frank Vetrano, even on till that last, he got that assist to Henrique's empty net goal. He was a dog that whole shift leading up to it. That fourth line was great. In particular, on the forecheck, it seemed like each and every forecheck, at least one guy, if it wasn't their F1, it was their F2, was laying the body and really setting the tone from a physical standpoint. So, Gibby, on out, team effort, team win.
Congratulations to them. Hey, our next broadcast is coming up on Thursday from the American Airlines Center, Dallas, Texas. The Dallas Stars will host the Anaheim Ducks. We're going to be on the air California time at 4:30 with our pregame show, 5 o'clock play-by-play, and then on to Minneapolis to stay, St. Paul, Minnesota to play the game, XL Energy Center on Saturday. That's the 27th of this month, and that will be an on-air time on Duckstream at 5:30 Pacific time, pregame, and 6 o'clock for the play-by-play. And then home again on the 31st of January to take on San Jose here at Honda Center for a 7 o'clock game. And good seats remain for that contest. Again, we are awaiting the ability to go downstairs and visit with Olin Zellweger. And hopefully he's available shortly. And then Emerson Needham and Alexis Downey will have a lot of positive things to talk about. We talked about it here, but you sit back and think about this. You can find other aspects of this game that turned out to be critical points in this victory for the Anaheim Ducks. Again, their 16th of the season. So, tell you what, I guess we'll just keep it here for another moment or two and see if we'll be able to get down there and visit with Olin.
I'm just making sure that my McDonald's app is dialed in and it is fully functioning. It's important. It's important. I want to go in and get my breakfast sandwich, the sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle. I can't wait. So, yeah, as we're waiting for Olin Zellweger, I'm enjoying this win in different facets. And, look, just trying to stay dialed for my breakfast sandwich. Can't wait.
All right. And the other part of this, I guess the dads won, didn't they? on our side tonight. They had Suns playing for the opposition team. I'd like to be real close to that conversation afterwards. You know, there's such a mutual respect between dad and player, especially in the National Hockey League. And I just thought it was a fun night for both sides there. And somebody's got to win, somebody got to lose, but that's the way it goes.
And, you know, just I had that opportunity, like I mentioned earlier, Brent Thompson. He told me that he wasn't going to feel bad if the Anaheim Ducks came out with the 2 points, and sure enough, he got them. And now we are joined by Olin Zellwiger. Look, Olin, it is hard to imagine you not on this roster moving forward. You had that much impact on the hockey game. Can you just touch on just overall emotions that you felt in your first National Hockey League game here tonight?
Yeah, you know, just very excited to get the opportunity to play. It's a dream to play in the NHL, and you know, to get the first game and get the win is huge.
You've been down in San Diego dominating, playing really well down there. What were some of the differences as far as maybe the pace of play, or just maybe some things you could touch on as far as the separation between the American Hockey League and the National Hockey League levels?
Yeah, you know, I think the pace of the game was a little bit faster, and I think there's a little less time to kind of hold on to the puck and, you know, make those plays. I think both leagues are, you know, very, very good. And obviously there's a lot of skill in the NHL.
Well, you played great here tonight. Good luck on this Dallas-Minnesota road trip. It was fun to watch. I'll be honest, Olin. So thanks for taking the time, and good luck in the next couple of games.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Emerson Eden with Olin Zellwiger. And I tell you what, I think it's time for Emerson and Alexis. So any final thought from here?
I want more Ducks wins, Steve. That one felt good. It was a team effort. Team effort. You said it. A big team. Couple of points here. And I just want that to be sustained, right? You look at this road trip. You got Dallas. It's not going to be easy. And then you got Minnesota, who's been struggling as of late. So it's short and sweet. But nonetheless, it is very important. Let's see if the Ducks can go on a little 3-game heater. Who knows? I would love to see it, Steve. So that's what I got for you.
All righty. Again, the final 4-2 Ducks over the Sabres. Stay tuned for Emerson and Alexis, and then join us from Dallas, Texas for a broadcast Thursday night. Thank everybody involved with the broadcast tonight. You've been listening to it on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Corey Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
So happy it hurts.
Brian Adams. See him live in concert in Anaheim. Brian Adams. The So Happy It Hurts Tour. Performing decades of hits. Honda Center, January 28th. With special guest Dave Stewart's Eurythmics Songbook. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, visit BrianAdams.com.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey on DuckStream, presented by Ghetto and powered by Tuna. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. An exciting 4-2 win for your Anaheim Ducks tonight over the Buffalo Sabres here at Honda Center. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom with you. Wrapping up this night, it was Angels night at Honda Center. So some baseball fans in the stands, maybe their first time at a hockey game too. And what a game they got to see from the Ducks tonight, Emerson.
And who knows, maybe, I would love to have Angel Night more often. I mean, if the team is going to play like that on Angel Night, let's have three or four of them all year long. But how about this? The parents win. The dads, Zelly's parents. I picked who's going to be most excited. Just as far as this one, I just mentioned the sacrifice parents make just with their youth hockey players, the commitment it takes driving to and from the hockey rink. I thought that the parents were going to be more thrilled about this one, and sure enough, they win. They have Zelly's parents there, of course, and then you have Thompson and Craig Johnson coming out on top, and boy, it's a good feeling.
What a night it was here, and like I mentioned throughout the evening, a lot of storylines into this game. Olin Zellweger making his NHL debut. We just got to hear from him after the game, and assistant coaches just getting the wins over their sons. So let's get into the highlights in this one now. Starting in the first period, the Anaheim Ducks were the ones to get on the board first in this game, and it came from Jakob Silfverberg. It was a hard shot up top from Radko Gudas, and Silfverberg would be the one to tip it in.
McT being held onto by a hand behind him. Centering feet, trying to get it to Silfverberg. Ducks can't go behind the goal line. Cleared out by Fowler. Gudas shoots, scores! A blast by Radko Gudas. Low and hard, and they beat Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, and that goal might have been redirected in front. I thought it was. Jakob Silfverberg should get credit for that goal.
We'll get to that second one in just a minute, but that first one coming from him, it's been a while since he's been able to get on the score sheet. Good to see on that end.
Yeah, and the way in which it was scored, it was great net front presence. It was a shot tip. Great patience on that entry. Cam Fowler going from far side, bringing that puck around the net to weak side, finding Radko Gudas up top, and he just slung it to the net. Nice tip there on that shot, and it's just the way you want to see this Ducks team score, right? Mm-hmm. We haven't seen a lot of those tip goals. Head coach Greg Cronin talked about it a little bit early on today. Wants to see more of that. Other teams do it. High-end teams do it, and sure enough, the Ducks played high-end. They played like a high-caliber team because it was a full 60-minute team right down to the wire, and it seemed like they were a team in which we've seen the opposition play a lot like against us. Overwhelming, coming in waves, full 60-minute hockey game that they put together. It was just a solid team win.
And you talk about that net front presence. Well, that was also a part of the Ducks' second goal in the second period. But this time it was on the power play. Sam Carrick just high sticking it in front of Luukkonen and just putting it right past him off a shot from Olin Zellweger.
Zellweger in his first game for the Ducks this season to Terry. Back out. They try and get the puck in front for McTavish. Missed him. Zellweger gets it. Fires. Shot. Save. Rebound. Score! Close to a high stick, but the Duck goal will count. Looks like Sam Carrick will get it, and Anaheim increases their lead to 2-0.
Silverberg getting his second goal of the game. Mason McTavish, a really strong play on this one, getting the puck, bringing it into the zone, showing some patience, and finding Silverberg at the back door.
Here's Buffalo, and they fall down. Connor Clifton did. Puck comes to Anaheim. McTavish to the net, centers it. They score! After a miscue by the Buffalo Sabres at their own blue line, the Ducks will get a score. Their second of this middle period, off the stick of Silverberg, his number two goal tonight, makes it 3-0 for the good guys.
The Ducks had 19 shots on goal in that second period compared to Buffalo's 6. Really, really good period by Anaheim.
Well, if you look at now the first 3 goals, you look at Sylvie's first, you look at, of course, as you mentioned, Sam Carrick, the batting out of mid-air goal, strong net front presence on that one, and then Jakob Silverberg's second tally. Look, that was backdoor. He was right in that slot area where a lot of traffic was, and that pass just got through. It was a great pass from Mason McTavish there that just found its way to the stick of Jakob Silverberg, but those 3 Ducks goals were all around that blue paint. It's something new for the Anaheim Ducks moving forward. And if they want to come out with a lot more wins here, they're going to have to score in that same manner.
Moving into that third period, the Ducks up 3 goals. But John Gibson coming up pretty big throughout this third period as Buffalo started to turn it on. And that started with a goal from Jordan Greenway on the power play at 14:42 into the third.
Up the wall, Sabres trying to get one on the board. And we got another penalty here. The goaltender going off, unless they're just pulling him right now. Shot by Dahlin. That was blocked. Paige Thompson gets it for Dahlin. Extra attacker on the ice. Thompson fanned on a shot attempt. Again at the other end, Buffalo without a goaltender. Here's another opportunity to set up. Ducks 3-0 lead here. Trying to hang on to that. Dahlin looks for some assistance. Gets the puck back. Fires. Score. Snapped the shot. High slot. Beat Gibson cleanly. I'm guessing he was screened in front of the net there. And it's now a 3-1 Ducks lead.
So the Sabres cutting it to a 3-1 lead, still in favor for Anaheim, but just 2 goals behind, and they started to pour it on as John Gibson had to come up huge with a couple stops.
Sabres pinch, get the puck. Dahlin feeds it behind the net for Skinner. Couldn't catch up with that. Buffalo get it outside, out front near the blue line. Tuck fired one. They're going to pull their goaltender again. Favor of an extra attacker. Another shot. Going for it. Skinner stopped. Wraparound try. Another save. Gibson. Another shot. And John Gibson stopped them all.
Gibby is the exact guy you need in net to help hold down the fort. Wow, he comes across as Jeff Skinner does a wraparound attempt. He gets crisscross east-west over there in a hurry, stuffing not only the initial wraparound attempt, but the second and third follow-up chances. Wow, what a play.
Emerson, just how impressive was it having John Gibson in that third period, being able to, you know, keep the Ducks in it?
Yeah, and I must say, I can be honest with myself, I was thinking he was going to come out with that shutout, right? It got down
such, you know, down to the wire there late in the game. It's like, God, the guys in front of them are skating well. They're playing great. You just think that they're going to come out with that huge donut for the Buffalo Sabres. It didn't end up that way, but he was certainly one of the main reasons why the Anaheim Ducks, they felt that confidence. They were playing with confidence, not only their defense quicker. A lot of that has to do with communication, off breakouts, communicating with your goalie. So I'm sure that was locked in on that front. And then it goes from there. Everyone just did their part, including Gibby.
And there were two more goals scored as a part of this game, one for each team. The next one coming from Kyle Okposo between the circles, 17:04 into the third for Buffalo.
3:08 to go, third period. And a 3-1 lead for the Ducks. Okposo battles Strome. Puck is feathered up near the point, held in by Tage Thompson. In the slot, a shot. They score! Kyle Okposo scores between the circles, beating Gibson cleanly. And if you can imagine this, moments ago the Ducks had a 3-goal lead. With 2:56 to go, it's been cut to 3-2.
Now with Buffalo's goaltender pulled, Adam Henrique was able to get the empty netter for the Ducks that would seal the deal.
Jordan Greenway will shuffle it on the near board. Open net. Ducks fire it, and it's blocked. Dahlin back after it. 1:22 left, third period. Ducks 3, Sabres 2. Buffalo has no goaltender in their net. Out at center ice, Sabres turn it over. To Fowler up ahead, Vetrano. Open net. Oh, and it went in, or did it hit the post? It went in. It went in. It bounced out so quickly. I thought it hit the post. But Anaheim gets a huge one off the stick of Adam Henrique and lead 4-2.
In Steve's defense there, it really did go in and out very quickly.
I thought that hit the far side post, or at least in reference to where Adam Henrique was shooting that puck from. At the far side of the ice, it hit the near side post as it came across back. But I thought that hit post. And I still don't know. Did it slide along the ice? Or from our vantage point, it was just tough to see. I don't know if it slid along the ice bank from the back of the net along that ice and popped out that quick. It's hard to imagine that on some of the rougher surface later on in the game. But I still do not know. Hey, deemed a goal, good goal. But, boy, it just threw us off a little bit. Doesn't matter. They don't ask how. Went in as quick as it came out, and that was the dagger.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Ducks got the win tonight, 4-2 over the Buffalo Sabres. We have more to get to in this post-game show. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The
NHL's premier esports event is back with the EA Sports NHL 24 World Championship. It's a whole new season of tournaments, events, and prizes. Rep your favorite club and play EA Sports NHL 24 for a chance to compete at NHL events and compete for a share of $150,000 against the best gamers in the world. Register now at NHL.com/NHL24.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital, Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 theme and giveaway nights. Check out the full schedule of festivities, including special legacy nights, the second annual Women in Sports Night, and more at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Welcome back to the post-game show. We're wrapping up a Ducks 4-2 win tonight at home at Honda Center. We have four games this week, so great that the Ducks were able to pull through and get a win earlier in the week before they head on the road for their next two games. So now let's get to some of your thoughts about this game. The first text from Eva, she said, Zellweger was our lucky charm tonight. Welcome to Anaheim. What a debut it was for Olin Zellweger tonight. He was, I know, Emerson, you talked with Steve about him already, and he was a part of the post-game show, too, with his interview. But from my point of view, I thought he was so impressive tonight. Just he was just really hungry, skating hard, just throwing pucks on net, which, I mean, you think it's your first game in the NHL. Maybe you don't have that confidence, but confident is the exact word I thought, too, about him tonight.
Yeah, it seemed as if he was dominating like he would at the American Hockey League level in the National Hockey League. I mean, he made opposing players really respect him. Any time that he had the puck, he was shifty enough, especially attacking that middle line, coming up into the neutral zone, and really pulling some highlight reel moves there to create separation and eventually create play after play. But you said it, just when he had an opportunity to shoot the puck, he found that lane. Like we saw in Sam Carrick's goal, it was just a simple shot on net that got through and popped it. It came up for Sam Carrick to bat it out of air. And look, that was just a key goal for this Ducks team and one that really helped them prevail in the end.
Good to see Olin Zellweger getting that time on the power play, too. I mean, it's your first game in the NHL once again, and you're getting the time on the power play. So good that also the coaches have that confidence in him, and they saw that, you know, he would be an asset on that end. And obviously, we don't have Pavel Mintikov anymore, and we don't have Jamie Drysdale anymore. So looking to fill that role, sort of, and he was a good addition on that end tonight. So 20 shifts for Olin tonight, two shots on goal. He had that point as a part of this game. He had three block shots, just a couple of his stats from tonight's game. So excited to see what Zellweger is going to look like the rest of this week in the next couple games that he has with the Ducks. Another text that we received from Henry. He said, finally, it's our turn to score an empty netter. What a nail biter and exciting finish. Yes. I feel like it has been a while since we've seen an empty net goal.
Well, it just seems like it's been a while since we've seen the three stars, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it hasn't been easy this last stretch. It's just been tough breaks after tough breaks since coming back from that road trip there. But look, this is a game in which the Ducks just wanted it more. They wanted it more. As you mentioned, just Olin Zellweger just looking great on the power play. And that helps players, right? That gives them more puck touches. That gives them just the ability to get more into the hockey game. And I'm telling it right now, they need to tell Olin Zellweger to get a place. They need to tell him to go get some property here. And look, it's hard to once again envision him not playing on this Ducks team. After what we just saw, his ability to translate that great, confident play first game, what an effort. And Go grab yourself a place, Ola. Come on. I hope it happens for you because you played a hard-fought game. That, I don't know. He just played so well, and he deserves to really stay here in Anaheim if he continues to play like that.
A lot of people were anticipating his debut this season, it felt like. And just what I'd been seeing and hearing, it just seemed like everyone was excited to see Zellweger come up to the Anaheim Ducks. One other player that I want to mention that I was impressed with tonight, Urho Vaakanainen. I thought, you know, he was making his presence felt. There was that play in the first period where he just absolutely laid his body out, blocked the shot when the Ducks weren't able to get the clear out of the zone. Just good on him there. He was battling with Alex Tuck quite a bit in front of the net throughout this game. He laid a good hit on him, too, that shook Tuck up, and Tuck went to the bench and just was sitting there for a little bit. But I thought Urho Vaakanainen was someone that was noticeable in this one.
I think so, too. I mean, that diving effort, that last-ditch effort to negate that in-tight two-on-one, that was a huge defensive play. And I'm right there with you. He had an opportunity. He was a little bit on the outside. He had a little bit of pressure coming his way on that shot. It just missed far side, but he was trying to get that far side right over the pad. Little area there. He just missed, so I'm with you. I thought he provided a big-time presence that eventually helped this Ducks team secure the 2 points.
Bobby B from LBC sent us a message, and he said, Olin looked great in his debut tonight, and the team as a whole did a great job ripping and tearing it to the net while getting traffic in front. Looks like they are starting to find an edge, and it even more like a bit of an identity is starting to form. I am looking for another fast and physical showing tomorrow. Tomorrow meaning the following day in the Ducks' next game on Thursday. But one more note from Bobby B. He said, also, Shohei Ohtani has zero aura in blue. Happy Halos night.
Hey, there you go. I'm calling for more Angels nights. If we play like that, look, I'm all for it. And yeah, I got to say, Olin providing the presence that he brought, I just thought that, look, this was an effort for the Ducks that it made you think they're probably still feeling it last game as far as how they lost, playing so well through 40 minutes. They gave up the lead, of course, there, and New York just had the better third period coming out with the win. But I think that it stuck with them, that kind of devastation of a loss. You're up against a good team. You're playing well. And I just it seemed like tonight they're playing as if they should have had that last 2 points. So not only that, but look, this is another factor in guys getting called up from the minors is, there's a heightened level of, hey, decisions, because if this guy comes up, plays well, decisions are going to have to be made. I don't want to be the guy that's on the chopping block, so to speak, in terms of, being a healthy scratch because, losing your job to a guy. But, Olin Zellweger made that kind of presence. He made a presence that how do you see him not on this team after such a big-time performance like he had in this game?
I'd say some of our Duckstream Twitter followers would agree with you, as our final poll for tonight was, what part did you like about this Ducks win? And right now at 63%, Zellweger's debut is winning. We also have a comment from Rob saying that Gibby did a heck of a job in net tonight. Excited about the win. And just another comment from Matt. Honestly, the team closing gaps and not letting Buffalo getting easy shots until the end of the third. So everyone really just seeing what a great game overall it was for the Anaheim Ducks. So looking forward to hearing what their opinion was when we head down to the locker room after we come back from the break. So don't go anywhere.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Atmosphere by Fisher Akita Alexander. Now playing on Poolside.
Tune in. Discover your new favorite sound today.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of.
Thank God I get
TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
Music.
Music. Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Tailgate, tailgate radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
Back at Honda Center with this post-game show. Now we're going to head down to the locker room to hear what Jakob Silfverberg had to say after he netted his two goals tonight.
Congratulations, it was a great game. Yeah, I mean, that was a big one for us. It's been a struggle here at home as of late, so obviously the crowd's been fantastic for this kind of drought that we've had, so it's nice to kind of reward them with a big game, and could have maybe a little bit too exciting at the end there. Obviously they had a good push with the last couple of minutes there, but we came up with some huge saves, and at the end of the day we get 2 points and a good game for us.
And you opened it up with the first goal, and you also got the game winner. Can you tell us about both of them?
I mean, the first one, I think Mac T did a good job maybe 15 seconds before us tripping the puck in the neutral zone, and then we kind of ran a whole zone play, ended up on the blue line and a shot, and I managed to get a piece of it and tipped it in. And obviously the second one, same thing there, Mac T kind of stripped the guy off the puck again and fed it to me back door, and probably one of the easier ones I've scored, but kind of feels good for me. It hasn't been raining in goals as of this year, so it's nice to get these two, and obviously big goals for the team too, so hopefully me and the team can keep rolling on this.
Your guys used to scoring a lot of goals over your career. It's been tough, like you said, this year. Has anything changed in the last 5 games or whatever?
Not really. I mean, no, nothing really. I mean, I don't know. I just try to be a little bit more aggressive, but not really. Obviously, get the chance tonight to play with Mac T and Lundstrom, two great players. So, like I said, that second goal, I mean, Mac T just pretty much puts it on my tape, and I just have to put it in the net. So, nothing's really changed. Just trying to keep working.
You told Ali, I think it was about a week ago, that hopefully the next one comes for you and you get not one but two tonight. So how did that be in the goal column?
I mean, obviously it brings a lot of confidence. It brings a little bit of an extra jump to your legs. You feel a little bit fresher. So like I said, hopefully it won't take as long again. Hopefully I'll keep this thing kind of rolling and help the team win that way too. So obviously good feeling tonight. And got two tough legs there coming up, and hopefully we can get this snowball running.
Are you going to shoot a text to require that you pass them then?
I might. Maybe hold someone to me. But no, I'll make sure to let him know. So obviously that's a little bit of an extra motivator too. But no, that's fine.
The first caption ESPN had on your goal, they called you Silver Bird.
Oh, really? Yeah, there you go. That's what happens when you don't score too often, I guess. So hopefully that won't happen again.
What did you think of the young defenseman?
I mean, we saw him at camp already. I mean, he's a modern player. He's very agile. He's very quick. He's very quick with the puck too. A great hands, good vision. He got a good sneaky good shot too. I mean, the goalie scores. It looks like a nothing wrist shot, but it got some heat on it. The goalie can control it, and before you know it, you tap the rebound in. So, I mean, he's gonna be a good player, and nice to see him get a point tonight. I think he played a really solid game, and obviously, I think he's gonna grow from here. So, good to see him. Thank you.
Thanks.
Jakob Silfverberg is now fifth on the list for all-time goals for the Ducks franchise, and he has 155 of them in his career here. Fun fact on tonight's game, too.
A lot of goals, and he's been here for a while, and he's been here for a while for a reason, and that's just leadership off the ice, leadership on the ice, and hopefully this is just marks the start of some really good play for Jakob Silfverberg. I think his kind of uptick in solid play started with that Florida Panthers. He scored in that game. I just thought he was providing a boost to his line. He certainly was doing that yet again tonight. And, yeah, anytime you score two goals in a game, you've been a difference maker. And there's root causes of why, you know, that happened, being in the right places at the right time. And I just thought he had an overall great effort.
Yeah, Sylvie talking about how he was playing on that second line tonight. A bit of a change for him, but obviously it was working out, and it worked out well for him tonight. So now we get the chance to hear from head coach Greg Cronin and what he had to say about tonight's win.
Greg, I know obviously Sabres made the push late, got a couple of pulled goalie goals.
Yeah.
But looked like, I mean, for 50-plus or so, was that about as complete a game as you guys had played?
Yeah, we were skating. I mean, we played hard, and I thought we did the right things as far as managing the puck. They're offensively a very talented team. Their expected goals is high because they generate a lot from both the back end and the forwards. And, you know, one of our keys tonight was just to make sure you manage the puck well. And we actually didn't manage it well in the second period. About halfway through, we gave it to them about six times. And I thought Gibby made some big saves during that stretch. But, I mean, they pushed, and they're a good team, and they obviously were, you know, upset about the way they played, and they came at us hard. Gibby was good, and I thought we were pretty solid on the 5-on-6 after they got the goal.
What did you guys do in the neutral zone, particularly in the first half of that game, to cause, you know, to turn the puck over, you know, on them, and really, you know, kind of fuel, you know, look like you guys were able to also play fast off of that by creating those turnovers?
Well, I think some of it might have been attributable to the neutral zone. Like, I think some of they might have just turned it over and mishandled pucks, but you know, I think what we did get is we got some odd man rushes coming out of the breakout. We're able to put pucks past their D and create some 3-on-2s and 2-on-1s. And I'm guessing just like I think we had at least three 3-on-2s that we didn't even hit the net on them. We tried to make plays, but you know, I think most of those rushes came out of our breakouts.
What do you think of Zellweger?
You know what? I didn't notice him that much, which was really good. When I did notice him, it was offensively. He was shooting the puck. He was sliding across the offensive blue line. I think Brent Thompson did a good job managing the matchups with him. I mean, I just know him from training camp. He's tenacious, and I think he was focusing on playing defense. I don't think he's responsible for any chances against. And I think he almost scored there in the second period. So I think it was a really good baptism for him in the NHL.
Two goals for Silfverberg tonight. I felt like that line was really doing a lot of good things throughout the game.
Yeah, it's funny because that was the line when we were in Washington. You know, we kind of had some dead legs from that was the trip from Fort Lauderdale up to Washington. And that was the line that really shined in a kind of a gray game for us offensively. And I think Sylvie's such a mature guy. He's actually very vocal now on the bench. I think Mac needs somebody like that. And then Lundy's just a very intelligent hockey player that is responsible defensively. He's reliable on both sides of the puck. And I think both of those guys, that combination has given, in the last, particularly the last two games, has given Mac T a boost.
Is that something we could see a little bit more as Lundstrom on the wing as opposed to down the middle?
Yeah, I mean, I just was, you know, I do look at analytics and I do discuss them. And you know, as you know, the last game against the Rangers, Leo's line was dynamite. And then we had a lot of guys that were in the red zone, right, which is not the good zone to be in. And then trying to come up with a second line because Mac and and Frankie and Stromy was like the line of the league for like the first month of the season, but they've just tailed off. So trying to find a combination that'll give us a second line A and a second line B, if you want to call it that, and that's what we came up with tonight, and I thought it worked pretty well.
Sam getting that power play goal, you know, pretty neat deflection out in front. I'm sure you like his ability to win faceoffs there on that power play, but you know, obviously him being able to do more than that, be an effort presence and cash in.
Well, Noel has him there because he wins faceoffs and he goes to the net front. And I think he's having a heck of a year. I think that was his seventh goal. And he's killing penalties, so he's reliable, and again, in the special teams, and he's good on the draws. So with particular on the power play, he stands in front, he's fearless. You know, he'll take the goalie's eyes away and take a beat in doing it. And he's got good enough hands that he can actually distribute the puck when we use the goal line.
Troy leaves the game early in the third. Doesn't return. Do you have anything on him at all?
He came back.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he came back. He was fine. He had, you know, he had a little bit of an upper body injury that was aggravated, and he came back, and he was fine. Okay?
Thanks, Coach.
Head coach Greg Cronin there talking about this Ducks win tonight. Really pleased, too, with some of the ways that the lines worked out in tonight's game, and that was something that we looked at because they were a little different, but obviously working out in the Ducks' favor.
Yeah, it seemed like an interview for head coach Greg Cronin in which he seemed optimistic that good play is ahead, but he also seemed humbled in a sense that he didn't want to maybe go too overboard as far as excitement. And hey, it's one win, you know, hopefully we continue to play solid, Olin Zellweger continue to contribute maybe down the stretch here, and I just think all the pieces were in place to in order to come out and be successful in this hockey game, but I just think he didn't quite go overboard when it's showing, you know, too much emotion in regards to the win. So definitely a humble perspective, and that's got to be a good sign, right? That hey, we got one down, it's just one, now we got to just keep playing the way we've played tonight, build on a couple key areas, and continue to string wins together.
And the next game is going to be on the road, as we mentioned, in Dallas on Thursday night. We're heading to Dallas, and I have to tell you guys, I will be on the trip, my first trip this year, so excited to be a part of that, but I will be in Dallas, and the postgame show is going to be a little shortened, though, because we do have to get to the bus.
We gotta roar downstairs. Sometimes it's not easy, these elevators in at the opposing barns, but I got one thing for you. Yeehaw, AD. We're going to Dallas. We're going to Texas, take on the Stars, and hopefully we, the Ducks, shine bright in that one.
I'm looking forward to that. Well, Emerson, your final quack tonight.
I think that was my final quack.
Okay, right, I like there.
Yeehaw is good. We got one win.
A little energy going.
We got one win down. Take it right into the road trip. It's a quick one. Hopefully we get a little heater going on. Three-game heater at the conclusion of this upcoming road trip. I like that.
Final quack for me tonight. We were sitting here, and as we were doing this post-game show, we saw all the family members that were here for the Johnson family, and I guess friends as well, too, and then also the Zellweger family in the house. I mean, just really awesome to see that after a game. Everyone there supporting each of the guys, and of course, the dads, too, as a part of this. So, as we mentioned, the next time you can find us will be Thursday night in Dallas, where we will have the pregame show for you. And then we're going to be heading to Minnesota, and then we'll, you know, be done with that road trip.
And what's your final quack, AD?
Well, I liked seeing all the family and friends here tonight for everyone and the support on that end. I thought that was really awesome to see here at Honda Center. So, all right. Well, that'll do it for us here on the post-game show. Thanks for tuning in on DuckStream, as always, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
He fires a three. Makes it.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn. But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks here reminding you to catch the Garth Channel, where you'll hear the greatest stories, the greatest songs, and the greatest artists. Broadcasting live from the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell your friends to search the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks. We've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes. Hey, you keep saying you
got something for me. Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Cold Beer and Country Music by Zach Top. Now playing on the Big 615, powered by Tractor Supply.
The Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Oh my God, Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair-accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Enrique Iglesias, Ricky Martin, Pitbull. The party continues. Three global superstars in a once-in-a-lifetime show. The Trilogy Tour. Enrique. Ricky. Pitbull. Live in Anaheim. Honda Center, Saturday, February 3rd. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Baby, I'm a fireball.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Anaheim Ducks Flex plans can be crafted around even the busiest fans' schedules. Does your perfect plan include weekend games only? Do you see the Ducks take on all original six teams every year? Maybe you want to party like it's 1993 and attend all 30th anniversary jersey games. Whatever the case, opt for a fully customizable Flex plan of seven or more games and get rewarded with exclusive benefits, better seats, flexible payment options, and more. You'll save at least 15% off box office pricing. Learn more at anaheimducks.com/flexplans.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.